From the Pentagon to Kiev, updates on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, 24/7, 365, 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
As that war rages on, Washington is focused on Chinese President Xi Jinping as President Biden grapples with Russian President Vladimir Putin's violent military campaign. Biden administration officials are calling on Xi and his government to join other nations in condemning Russia, while warning China of consequences if it tries to evade export controls on Moscow.
But as Axios China reporter Bethany Allen Ebrahimian tells Dimitri, so far China has shown its loyalties largely lie with Russia.
They're kind of running two separate tracks at the same time. The first one is, you know, they want to maintain their close strategic partnership with Russia. And we have seen explicit statements from spokespeople at the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs emphasizing that point and saying explicitly that, you know, Russia is their close strategic partner. At the same time, however, I think that Beijing does understand that Europe is really extremely up in arms about Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but has not gone without notice that China is supporting Russia. And so I think, you know, Beijing's goal is to try to not fracture their relationship with Europe. These are mutually exclusive. They can't actually do both of them at the same time. And so what we're seeing is kind of a reticence, a quietness about, you know, Beijing's formal posture. So you get things on the one hand where they make these very banal statements like we were hoping very quickly to find a diplomatic resolution to this problem. And they have sent a little bit of humanitarian aid to Ukraine, but they have not in any kind of way publicly stated that Russia's invasion of Ukraine was wrong. And in fact, they have refused to call it an invasion. They've refused to call it a war. And Chinese state media has, you know, refused to use those terms. And we're seeing lots of evidence of Beijing's ongoing support for Russia. For example, their narrative support and their propaganda support. So Chinese state media outlets, Chinese diplomats in their social media accounts have been amplifying the Russian perspective, Russian media perspectives on the war, have even been amplifying disinformation. Most recently, this disinformation that surfaced in Russia that the U.S. has been funding biowarfare facilities in Ukraine, and that's why Russia invaded. We've actually seen Chinese foreign ministry spokespeople retweeting and tweeting about that. So that's kind of the landscape here.
You talked about rhetorical support. Based on your reporting or any credible sources that you've read, is China financially supporting Russia now that it's really on an island by itself with so many companies pulling out and all of the sanctions in place?
Well, we really haven't seen any evidence to suggest that the Chinese government has shut off their economy to Russia. They have maintained pretty much open doors. Now, there have been a couple of big Chinese banks that have put a few restrictions on some Russian investors. But overall, the Chinese economy remains wide open. And we've definitely seen Russian banks, Russian companies rushing to take advantage of that. Chinese banks have been getting hundreds of inquiries from Russian companies looking to open bank accounts now that they're being closed off from the global financial system. We've seen Russian banks express interest in China's card payment system, UnionPay, now that Visa and MasterCard are no longer functioning in Russia. Chinese companies have not pulled out of Russia the way that many Western companies are now doing. The Chinese economy will serve as a kind of a lifeline to the Russian economy.
Axios China reporter Bethany Allen Ebrahimian on Skype.